That passing comment could be a plea for help. You can help someone before it's too late.
And then she said she wanted to kill herself.
Do something. Contact OK to Say.
Sunday afternoon to you. It's our final day in the Badger State against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as we get you set for Lansing Lugnuts baseball game number 120 of the 132 2022 season. And the Lugnuts have wrapped up a series victory thanks to a second straight 3-2 win yesterday. Now they'll go for five victories out of the six, and they will look for a fourth straight win before they head back home, take an off day, and then travel back out to take on the South Bend Cubs. Adam Jackson with you this afternoon. The Lugnuts coming in 50-69, 25-28 in the second half, while the Timber Rattlers are 60-58, 24-29. We had some rain earlier in the day, but just like yesterday, it's hot and humid, but we think the rain is done for now. There is some showers expected around the 5 o'clock local time hour, but first pitch coming up in about 10 minutes, just after 1. Hopefully we can get everything in and wrap up this six-game set up here at Neuroscience Group Field. Let's take a peek back at yesterday's game. Lansing won 3-2 on 10 hits, no errors, did leave 12 stranded. Wisconsin, those two runs on four hits, no errors, and six left on base. Another quality start for a Lugnuts pitcher the third straight day. Lansing getting one from Joey Estes, then Grant Holman, and then yesterday it was Kyle Verbitsky. Six innings, gave up four hits, two runs, with a walk and 11 strikeouts. And he was phenomenal. Now continues his lead in the Athletics organization. 130 strikeouts this year. That's the most by an A's minor league pitcher. And Kyle Verbitsky, 11 yesterday to give him a new high as a professional pitcher. So yesterday, the Nuts grabbed the 2-0 lead in the fourth thanks to Cooper Bowman. Hit a two-run shot out to left, a no-doubter. The only home run this week for the Nuts. They would give the lead right back, though. The only half inning that Verbitsky struggled in, he gave up three doubles in four batters faced to open up the fourth inning. They tied the score at two. Then we would get one more run in the seventh. Lansing got the first two on in that seventh inning, and McGuire reached third on the bloop single from Campos and then scored a couple pitches later on the wild pitch to Armenteros. And Lansing, that's all they would need as Angelo Infante came in to get an inning and a third of work, walked a couple, didn't give up any runs, any hits, with a strikeout. And then Calvin Coker nailed down to save his third this year, pitched the final five outs, and got a couple of strikeouts, no hits, no runs allowed. So Lansing comes into today with a series victory. They've taken four of the first five, and we'll see if they can make it five of six, as it is another big crowd on hand at Neuroscience Group Field. Give Wisconsin's fans a ton of credit. They've come out all week long in to support the Timber Rattlers, and we'll see if Lansing can give them another show today as they try and win their fifth of six. The two managers, Phil Pohl and Joe Arolt, exchanging lineup cards at home plate with the two umpires, Justin Juska and Kevin Levine. The Timber Rattlers paying ode to their parent club, the Milwaukee Brewers, as they wear the baby blue alternate uniforms that Milwaukee wears, with the Brewer glove logo on the right sleeve, the Timber Rattlers logo on the left sleeve, light blue and dark blue two-toned hats, and then that light blue with the darker blue and gold striping around the end of the sleeve. Well, Lansing goes back to their alternate blacks today. Black caps, black unis, Lugnuts in silver across their chest. Luggy the Lugnut logo is the T. And the Luggy the Lugnut logo, the left sleeve with the Oakland Athletics logo on the right sleeve. We'll come back and give you the starting lineups for this afternoon's game on this Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Getting ready for game number 120 of Lansing Lugnuts baseball.
What to expect when you're expecting. a teenager, learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
Big day at the ballpark here at Neuroscience Group Field. A couple of faces we have not seen this year for both sides making an appearance on the final day of this series. Let's get you those starting lineups, beginning with your Lansing Lugnuts, 50-69 and 25-28 in the second half. Max Muncy leads off, the top pick from a year ago by the A's, the shortstop with five hits in this series. And he, after DHing yesterday, back at shortstop. Joshuan Wright batting second in right field. Lawrence Butler had the day off yesterday, came in late after the ejection to Lázaro Armenteros, back starting at third spot in the hole and playing first base. Alexander Campos batting cleanup, playing the hot corner. Jared McDonald's catching, batting fifth. Cooper Bowman swings sixth, playing second base. Saheed Valenzuela's in left field, hitting seventh. Brian Puelbas patrols center and swings eighth, and Hanson Lopez, the DH, to round out the Lugnuts nine. Muncy, Wright, Butler, Campos, McDonald, Bowman, Valenzuela, Puelbas, Lopez, and they are in support of the debuting right-hander, Mason Miller, the 6'5", 220-pound, 24-year-old out of Gardner-Webb, started the year on the 60-man injured list, and he made a rehab start. Rehab appearance in the Arizona Complex League, pitched two innings, five strikeouts, and retired all six batters. We will see him today make his Lugnuts debut, the number 22-rated prospect by MLB Pipeline in the A's organization. Can't wait to see the right-hander, Mason Miller. On the other side for Wisconsin, they're 60-58, 24-29, trying to salvage this series and win a second of six this week. They line up like this. Ben Metzinger, the third baseman, leading off the game. Jackson Chourio, the number one rated prospect for the Timber Rattlers, makes his series debut. We will see him today batting second as the DH. Jefferson Caro is catching, hitting third. Wes Clark bats cleanup and plays first base. Joe Gray Jr. in center field batting fifth. Eduardo Garcia, the shortstop, hitting sixth. Taden Hall is in left field batting seventh. Zach Robbie hits eighth and plays second base. And Arbert Scipione is in at right field to round out the Timber Rattler 9. Metzinger, Chourio, Caro, Clark, Gray Jr., Garcia, Hall, Robbie, Scipione, the 9 that will support Carlos Rodriguez, the right-hander who got the start on Tuesday. He pitched pretty well in that game in a 4-3 Lansing victory. Went four innings, gave up a couple hits, one run with five strikeouts and one walk. And again, he will oppose the right-hander who makes his Lugnut debut, Mason Miller, the 6'5", 220-pound, 24-year-old out of Bethel Park, Pennsylvania. Fans continuing to pile in here. The field is wet. We had the tarp that was on the field overnight, had rain this morning. Tarp was pulled, then rain came back at around 12 o'clock local time, about an hour ago. So they tarped the field for, I would say, probably 15, 20 minutes. The rain passed and pulled the tarp back off. So we've got some damp spots across the diamond, but the good news is the sun is out. It is humid today, and we've got those overcast clouds above. But again, from what we're looking at, we've got potential rain throughout the day, but really doesn't look like it's going to affect us, hopefully, until thunderstorms are expected later around 5 o'clock local time. So Hopefully we can get this one in the sixth game this week between the Timber Rattlers and your Lansing Lugnuts. Here comes the Milwaukee Brewers, High A affiliate, Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, about an hour and a half north of Milwaukee, and they wear those baby blue alternate unis that the Brewers wear at the major league level. Lansing empties out of their dugout first base side with the black alternates. We are ready for the national anthem with the flag flying out in right center, just above 70 degrees and about 10 miles an hour with the breeze, as here we'll send it down to the field. All right, we're ready for baseball at Neuroscience Group Field on this Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Thanks so much for stopping in for Lansing Lugnuts Baseball, game 120 on the year. There will be just 2 weeks left of Lugnuts Baseball in 2022 after today. On the road at South Bend next week, home against Dayton the following week, and that's it. We'll take you up till September 11th. We'll see if they can win their fourth straight today against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers as they face the right-hander Carlos Rodriguez. So Rodriguez tosses in the warm-ups. We'll take you around the diamond for him defensively. Tayden Hall in left, Joe Gray Jr. in center, Albert Cipion in right. Ben Metzinger and Eduardo Garcia on the left side of the infield. Zach Robbie at second, Wes Clark patrolling first. And Carlos Rodriguez will throw the balls and strikes to Jefferson Caro. Carlos Rodriguez, the 6 foot, 190 pounder from Miami, Florida, out of Florida Southwestern. And for Rodriguez, ERA just up over 1.85 through four starts this year. Four runs allowed, 25 strikeouts, and just nine walks. And he was pretty good against the Lugnuts, allowing just one run, racking up a handful of strikeouts on Tuesday. It is a hot and humid day, 73 degrees. Overcast, 10-mile-an-hour winds, 88% humidity. Tonight's first pitch, lifted, deep out to left field. Down the line, Hall is coming over, and he makes the catch, a step in fair territory. Max Muncy attacks the first pitch, and he is the first out. So now it's Joshuan Wright. Lawrence Butler will follow. Alexander Campos, Jared McDonald, and Cooper Bowen. Saheed Valenzuela, Brian Buelbas, and Hanson Lopez, the Lugnut 9. And here's the pitch. That's in there, strike one. Just underway in Appleton. Next offering, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. Next pitch. Up high, inside, one ball, two strikes. Joshuan, 5 for 23 in this series. He's driven in one run, scored three, had a walk and a strikeout. Most at bats. He puts it in play. Next pitch, swing and a miss. Strike three. Goes down here for just the second time in this series. Two up and two down. Lansing winning a couple of low-scoring games the last two nights, 3-2 both nights. But they have racked up a decent amount of hits. They had 10 yesterday, only had 3 the day before. First pitch to Lawrence Butler. Snags the outside corner, strike one. Lawrence standing tall on the left side of the box, wearing number 12. A pitch. Takes it down low, one ball, one strike. Butler 6'2", 215, the 22-year-old from Atlanta, Georgia. Sixth round selection in 2018. The pitch, lifted out to right field. Hit pretty deep. Scipione is going back towards the warning track. Has room, makes the catch in fair territory. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. Didn't waste much time as it took just 8 pitches. 6 for strikes, 2 flies, and 1 strikeout for Carlos Rodriguez. And the Nuts go down in order. Bottom 1 coming up from Neuroscience Group Field. No score between the Timber Rattlers and the Lug Nuts.
Adopt U.S. Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
Yes. Happy Mason Miller Day from Appleton, Wisconsin, the right-handed man. Out of Gardner-Webb makes his debut on the hill for the Lansing Lugnuts as we bring you back for the top of the first. Miller coming up and will face Ben Metzinger, Jackson Churio, and Jefferson Caro. A man that sits high in the velocity column with that fastball up in the 100s. The first pitch zooms in there, strike one. He pitched in 2 innings in the Arizona Complex League and was tagged up at 102 miles an hour. The righty puts the glove in front of his face. Miller kicks and throws. Fastball whipping in there. One ball and one strike. Boy, this is such a change of pace for what we've seen from Lansing. They have a lot of guys that sit low 90s, some even in the 80s with their fastball. Mac Lardner, David Leal. This is much different. The pitch. Swing of this is lifted out to deep center field. Backing up is Weblas. He's at the track. He looks up. It's over the batter's eye and gone. So Mason Miller on his first batter faced with the Nuts gets greeted by a Ben Metzinger straightaway center home run. Second home run of this series for Ben Metzinger. And that's one way to get started. And now his next reward is he gets to face the number one prospect in the Brewers organization, Jackson Churio. First pitch is a bouncer right back behind second, scooped up on the run by Bowman, throws to first in time, and Churio is disposed, 4-3 putout. First time in this series we've seen Jackson Churio. So Mason Miller, a fastball, slider, changeup, might be a curveball in there as well. Bear with us, seeing Mason for the first time, the Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania native. Now faces Jefferson Caro. The pitch, slider away, one ball, no strikes. Mason was the third round selection by the A's last year, taking 97th overall out of Gardner-Webb. The pitch home. Slider, swing, and a miss. Strike one. In his only season at Gardner-Webb in 2021, he was the Big South All-Conference first-team selection. The pitch, down low, two balls and a strike. The running Bulldogs of Gardner-Webb, and he spent the 1 year with them after transferring from D3 Waynesburg. The pitch home. That's down low, three balls and a strike to Caro. Zahid Valenzuela plays left, Brian Buelbas in center, and Joshua Wright in right field to support Mason Miller. Infield coming to you in just a moment. First, the 3-1 pitch. Swinging a tapper off the plate, and that is in fair territory, but they say it went off of Caro. So a dead ball, 3-2. Alexander Campos, Max Muncy up the left side of the infield. Cooper Bowman at second, just made the ground ball out. With Lawrence Butler at first, Jared McDonald is behind the plate, and Mason Miller on the hill. Quick visit from Phil Pohl to check in with Justin Juska, who's behind the plate. He just wanted a word to see what the call was there on that being a dead ball. Kevin Levine is the bases umpire today for this final game in the series. 3-2 pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Strike one. Or strike two, rather. We'll do the payoff one more time. Time called by Jefferson Caro. So three pitches in to his lug nut debut. Mason Miller gives up a hammered shot off his high velocity fastball. First home run, he's allowed. The pitch, swing, and a foul tip held on to by McDonald. There's Mason Miller's first strikeout. So two away in this first inning. Mason Miller at Gardner-Webb. His one season went 8-1 with a 3.3 ERA and 92 and two-thirds innings. And he had a school record, 121 strikeouts. And opponents batted just 210 against the righty, which was also a Gardner-Webb record. Here's Wes Clark, the pitch. Fastball in there, strike one. No radar here at Neuroscience Group Field, but you can definitely tell the velocity difference coming out of that arm slot from Miller. The pitch. In there, strike two. It's got to be different for a guy like Jared McDonald or anybody that catches Mason Miller. Just again from seeing him for the first time here in Lansing. And then the difference in that velocity we've seen from the pitchers this year for the Nuts. 0-2. Up high and outside. One ball, two strikes. Now, the problem with that velocity being so well, sometimes it could come back to hurt you as Ben Metzinger timed it up and crushed a ball to center field. 1-2. Way outside. Snagging stop from McDonald. Two balls, two strikes. Jared was walking the concourse earlier today, and it was pouring rain at about 12 o'clock, and stops by and says, nice baseball weather, huh? The 2-2, swing and a miss. There's the slider. Out in front of it was Clark. Back-to-back Ks for Mason Miller in his debut inning with the Nuts. He does give up the first at-bat home run, but then comes back 1-2-3. Ground ball and two strikeouts. We head to the second, 1-0 Wisconsin from Neuroscience Group Field.
Sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. and you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
All right, the Lansing Lugnuts playing from behind today after the leadoff home run from Ben Metzinger against the debuting Mason Miller. Off to the second inning we go. Alexander Campos, Jared McDonald, and Cooper Bowman, 4, 5, and 6, coming to the plate against Carlos Rodriguez, who had an 8-pitch first inning. A couple of flyouts to Muncy and Butler, and a strikeout of Joshuan Wright. Very humid afternoon in Wisconsin, 73 degrees. Rodriguez's pitch. Campos slices it down the first base side. Clark is giving chase, and over his shoulder makes the catch. Just a step in fair territory for the first out. So 9 pitches and 4 outs recorded. So now we go to Jared McDonald. Had his first hit of this series yesterday. He's 1 for 16. But it was a big hit yesterday because right behind him, then Cooper Bowman hit a home run. The pitch up high, 1-0 to Jared McDonald. He scored a couple of runs, walked once, struck out 8 times this week. Been tough at the plate for McDonald. The pitch in there, high, strike one called. 1-0. Timber Rattlers in front in the second. They've scored just 2 runs the last 2 games. The pitch, swing and a miss. 1-2. Timber Rattlers lost 3-2 yesterday, lost 3-2 the day before. Next pitch. That's lifted back out of play. And it's 1-2 on McDonald. The pitch home. Fastball stays up. 2-2. Jared batting .226 this year. 9 homers, 39 driven in for the righty. The pitch. Swing and a miss. High fastball got him. Looked like it was right at the top of the zone. Probably flirting with his strike 3 call if he doesn't swing. 2 strikeouts for Rodriguez and 2 gone in the second. Here was one of the heroes yesterday, Cooper Bowman. 4 for 17 in this series and a 2-run shot yesterday for number one. His second home run this year. The pitch home. Jumps on the inner third of the plate. Ball one to Bowman. 1-0, Milwaukee's high A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers leading. The pitch home. It sweeps in there, strike one. Rodriguez pitched on Tuesday in that 4-3 victory for the Nuts, but he exited allowing just 1 run and racking up 5 strikeouts. Next offering. Up high inside, 2-1. So far, it's taken him just 18 pitches, 12 of which have been in the zone to get 5 outs. Turns and throws. Zips it in there. 2-2. Baby blue uniforms for the Rattlers today, representing the third uniform that Milwaukee layers at the major league level. The pitch. Slider fouled, third base side. Phil Pohl sticks out an arm there, tries to grab it, knocks it down, and will toss to some fans. TR with the Wisconsin State outline up on the front of the cap. That's a light blue with a dark blue bill and back of the cap as well. The pitch, swing and a miss. High fastball. Bowman chased it. 3 strikeouts for Rodriguez. He's rolling. 6 up and 6 down to start this game. We head to the home half of the second. 1-0 Wisconsin leading Lansing here in Appleton.
Disaster comes knocking. How prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Back here for the bottom of the second inning, Lansing trailing 1-0 here at Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton, Wisconsin. Mason Miller making his debut for the Lansing Lugnuts a little bit later than expected as he started the year on the IL. They were expecting him to be ready around May, about a month after, but didn't make his debut until last week in the Arizona Complex League, and now added to the roster on the last day, the last couple of days rather, and then makes his debut today. First inning, first batter, home run allowed, but then he got a ground out and two strikeouts. Here's Joe Gray Jr. steps in from the right side. The pitch, fastball outside, ball one. Miller was sitting 100 in that first inning. That's what that pitch was clocked at that Metzinger turned on, and homer. The pitch, slider away. One ball, one strike. Not touching that thing. Way outside and low to Joe Gray Jr., who's had three hits in this series, but two have been extra base hits, a double and a home run for the righty. 15 homers this year. The pitch, kick back off the netting. One ball, two strikes. Couple driven in for Gray Jr., but two walks and eight strikeouts for the right-hander that plays in his 116th game this year. Wisconsin battling in 119 now on the season. The pitch, sliced foul, third base side. Miller, a unique story. He was diagnosed with type 1 juvenile diabetes back in 2018, where he weighed just 150 pounds. And he went to work to transform his body. The pitch, up high and inside, two balls, two strikes. He figured out what the right diet would be and then what strength program he needed. And from 150, he bulked up 90 pounds, or 70 pounds rather. The pitch, just off the outer edge, three balls, two strikes. Got up to 220 where he sits right now. And then transferred from Waynesburg, that Division III school we talked about, to Gardner-Webb because he started touching his velocity, went up 10, 15 ticks. The pitch, swing and a miss, slider away, and Gray Jr. unable to connect with it. Third straight strikeout for Miller. And there's one away in this second inning. So at D3 Waynesburg, where he was weighing just a buck 50, his ERA was up over 7. But that's when he found out about the medical condition and changed things up. The pitch, low and outside with the slider to Eduardo Garcia. And then he transferred into Gardner-Webb, where he had a career year for the running Bulldogs. 1-0. In on the hands, bounce towards third. Campos to his left, grabs, slings to first. Butler snags. Two outs. 1-0, Wisconsin leading in the bottom of the second. So after he changed up his workout routine and kind of got his strength program in order, he was clocked by the Pittsburgh Pirates sitting in the low 90s because of how he reshaped his body with the diabetes. The pitch, fastball in there, strike one. And he even surprised himself because he was throwing mid to low 80s before he made the change and then was sitting low to mid 90s. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes. And then it was off to Gardner Webb. He went there because of Jim Chester, the head coach, Pennsylvania native, where Miller's from. The pitch, fouled back on a play. No balls, two strikes. Miller had heard glowing reviews about Jim Chester and thought that this was the guy he wanted to go play for. And it all worked out, getting that extra year of eligibility after the COVID 2020 year. The pitch. In there, called strike three with the slider. That's a fourth punch out for Miller. He has now struck out four of his last five batters and set down six straight since the leadoff home run. 1-0 Wisconsin. We're off to the third from Appleton.
Most of us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Into the third inning we go. Wisconsin leading Lansing 1-0 on this Sunday, August 28th, 2022. Adam Jackson joining you from Appleton, Wisconsin. A leadoff home run from Ben Metzinger. The difference so far, Lansing 6-6 against Carlos Rodriguez. We'll see if the bottom third of the card can have any success. Saheed Valenzuela, Brian Buelbas, and Hanson Lopez. The three, the pitch home. In there for a called strike one at the top of the zone to switch hitting Saheed Valenzuela, batting from the left zone. The pitch, swing and a miss. No balls, two strikes on Valenzuela. Good crowd on hand on a muggy Sunday afternoon. Final one in August. The pitch home, down low. One ball, two strikes. Crazy to think already we turned the calendar to September next week on Thursday. The pitch, that's fouled down the third base side, 1-2. And then we are into the final couple of weeks of the regular season. Started back in early April and have pushed all the way through. Next offering, popped up third base side, foul territory. Phil Pohl gets out of the way as Metzinger gives chase.
Try again.
That first game back on April 9th, and it was two games after the rainout, with the start day supposed to be April 8th in Lansing. The pitch, a little bit wide, two balls, two strikes. I'll make you shiver thinking about the game time temp for both of those, 39 and 38 degrees, those two games against Lake County. The pitch, lifted out to shallow center field, up in the air, coming over is Gray Jr. Now backs up, lifts the glove above his head. One out in the third. Seven straight retired to start this game from Carlos Rodriguez. Similar start for him. He set down the first five that he faced against the Nuts on Tuesday before an error and a walk in the second, and then an HBP. The pitch, low and outside to Brian Buelbas. Lansing loaded the bases against him in the second, but then Brian Buelbas He's up now, struck out to end the frame. The pitch home. Checked it on the inside corner, strike one. Timber Rattlers 1, Lugnuts none on the final game of this series. Lugnuts looking for a fourth straight victory. They have been excellent. The pitch. Breaking ball that doesn't come back down. 2-1. Lugnuts finding ways to win consistently. Back-to-back 3-2 victories the last two nights. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Off speed gets Brian Buelvas. And it's 2-2. Lugnuts have won 9 of their last 10 road games. This pitch popped up left side of the infield, now heading out to shallow left. In comes the left fielder Hall, reaches to his left at the last moment and makes the catch. On the lazy fly ball, there's two away. So it's Hanson Lopez that comes up. Nuts getting through the order for a first time. Unsuccessful so far. Lopez playing in his 10th game. Batting average sits at just 125. 3 hits and 24 at-bats. Bases clear, 2 away. The pitch. Breaking ball up high and outside. Ball 1. Has an RBI earlier in this series to give him 3 this year. 3 walks, 10 strikeouts for Hanson Lopez. The pitch home. Swing and a miss on the slider. 1-1. Lopez, 5'9", 200-pound, 22-year-old from Mexico. Signed as an international free agent by the A's in 2017. 1-1. Way outside. Gets off the glove of Caro. 2 balls and a strike. Nuts come into this game 82-58 all-time against Wisconsin. The pitch. Lifted out to center field, hanging up, and Gray Jr. across to his right makes the catch. That's the best contact we've seen from a Lugnut, but still hung up long enough for Gray Jr. to get there. 3 flyouts against Carlos Rodriguez, and he has gone through the order successfully one time around. 9 up and 9 down. Bottom 3 is next. 1-0 Timber Rattlers from Appleton, Wisconsin.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jackson.
To the third we go as Lansing has made the move. Mason Miller makes his debut. Just 2 innings for the Oakland Athletics High A affiliates. Lansing Lugnuts gave up the first at-bat home run to straightaway center field to Ben Metzinger and then went on to strike out 4 of the next 5 and sit down 6 in a row. So he exits with 1 run allowed on 1 hit. 4 strikeouts, no walks. That'll give way to Jorge Juan, who steps up for the Nuts. Comes back after pitching earlier in this season series. Juan, the right-hander, wearing number 36, 6'9", tallest Lugnut pitcher. 265-pounder and 23-year-old from the Dominican Republic. International free agent in 2017. Those neon green spikes. The Black Sox pulled up. Black cap, black uniform, and gray pants for Jorge Juan faces Zach Robbie. And the first pitch to the righty. Fouled off right side, strike one. So, didn't get through the full order against the Timber Rattlers, which is a good thing. That means that it was a successful first couple of frames for Mason Miller. Next pitch. Robbie takes it inside, ball one. So Robbie and Scipione, the 8-9 batters, won't face Mason Miller. They get Jorge Juan. The pitch home. Lifted out to right field, hanging up. Josh Juan Wright comes in, won't have time to get to it, though, as it's down for a base hit. Second hit today for the Timber Rattlers, and the first of this series for Zach Robbie.
Number nine, right fielder.
Take a peek at Jorge Juan's numbers in just a moment as Albert Scipione steps to the plate from the right side. 1-0 Timber Rattlers in the bottom of the third on a humid Sunday afternoon. The pitch lifted deep out to left field. Backing up is Valenzuela. Looks like he has room. A couple of steps onto the warning track. He does. Makes the catch. There's the first out recorded by Jorge Juan. Scipione has had a couple of long flies in this series, but now 0-9 this week against the Nuts. Jorge Juan with an ERA just up over 5.5 through 4 games and 3 starts with Lansing through 9 2/3. He's given up 6 earned runs and 2 long balls. A pitch, slider, low and outside. 1-0. 16 strikeouts, just 3 walks, and opponents batting just 194 against Jorge Juan. So he's been pretty good so far to start. Throws back over to first to check on Zach Robbie. Or it's Butler holding him. Drops it in there, but a touch inside to Ben Metzinger. 2 balls, no strikes. He's back earlier this week on August 23rd that we saw Jorge Juan. Pitched 2 1/3 innings, giving up 2 hits, 1 run with a walk and 4 strikeouts. The pitch inside. 3 balls, no strikes. That was when he exited, and then Trayson Kubo came in the 8th inning to get the final 2 outs with the bases full. And then struck out the side in the 9th to preserve that 4-3 win for Lansing on Tuesday. The pitch. Fastball zips in. Strike 1. Lugnuts have won 3 one-run games this week. And that's been something they've done in these last 2 road series. 7 of their 9 victories, as we told you, they've won 9 of their last 10, have been by 2 runs or fewer. How about that? 3-1 pitch. Runner takes off for second. It's inside. Ball 4 anyway. And they're at first and second with 1 away. Lansing really hasn't been a team that wins close victories this year. But that's not been the case over these last couple of weeks. That's how they've racked up really their most consecutive and consistent stretch. Now, you've got the series at home against Great Lakes that they lost 4 of 6, but on the road, they've really put it together, coming up on a .500 record in this second half. They keep winning. Jackson Churio steps in. First pitch flies wide, ball 1. The number one prospect in the organization for the Milwaukee Brewers took the first pitch and grounded to Cooper Bowman at second base in his opening at bat. 6th game of this series. Fans and everybody around this area has been wondering, where is Jackson Churio? Why is he not playing? Well, he's here today as we get an opportunity to see him. Top outfield prospect, played in the Futures game earlier this year. The pitch home. Swing and a miss. 1 ball, 1 strike as he works against Jorge Juan. 6'1", 180-pounder from Venezuela, Jackson Churio. That's C-H-O-U-R-I-O. Signed by Milwaukee as a free agent last January 2021. Started the year with the Carolina Mudcats and has moved his way up to Wisconsin. Next pitch in there, strike 2. Came to the Timber Rattlers right around the All-Star break July 26th after he competed in the Futures game July 16th. 12 home runs with the Mudcats this year. Down at A level, the pitch, lifted, out to left field. Backing up is Valenzuela. He's at the track, he looks up, and that ball's out of here. That looked like an effortless swing right there for Chorio. And it's a three-run shot for the number one prospect in the Milwaukee system. Fifth home run with Wisconsin. And his 17th this year. That looked like it was going to be a lazy fly ball, and it just kept carrying. You wonder why they want to see him. There's why right there. 4-0 our score. Check swing Tapper, and Caro fouls it off. Strike one. So Wisconsin already scoring more runs through three innings than they have in the last two combined games in this series. A pitch on the ground, hit weakly towards short. Muncy picks up the roller, throws down the run. Butler has it, and there's two away. Four runs today. That equals the four runs they've had combined in the last two games, losing 3-2 twice. Still surprised that that ball got out. Boy, it just looked like it was going to be a fly ball, and then Valenzuela just kept backing up, and it just kept on going. There's Wes Clark. That's up over his head. Breaking ball. Didn't come back across the plate. 1-0. First pitch. Second pitch, rather, down low. Two balls, no strikes. Clark, 7-for-19 in this series. He's played well. Couple of runs, three doubles, four driven in, three walks. Next pitch. Lifted out to right field. Joshuan Wright on the run to his left, but circling in front of the track makes the catch about knee high. And that will do it for this third inning. But a big fly from Jackson Chorio, the number one prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers, showcasing why, as he knocks in his fifth home run with Wisconsin. It's now 4-0 Timber Rattlers in Appleton, Wisconsin.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry, I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Three-run bottom of the third, thanks to a three-run shot from the 18-year-old Jackson Chorio, number one prospect for the Milwaukee Brewers, showcasing why in his first game in the series, his fifth home run coming against Jorge Juan. And the Lugnuts, in the meantime, have gone down nine straight times, once through their order against the righty Carlos Rodriguez. So they are trailing 4-0. Max Muncy digs in. The first pitch jumps him out of the way for ball one. Next offering, swing and a miss by Muncy. One ball, one strike. Well, the key in this series has been good pitching for Lansing. Next offering. Up high and outside, 2-1. And three consecutive quality starts. Now, you weren't going to get that today from Mason Miller because he was just going to pitch a couple innings. A pitch. Kicked back off the netting. Two balls, two strikes. Then after he exits, Jorge Juan gives up the three-run shot. After Juan allowed a walk and a base hit. And Chorio made him pay. The pitch. Slider away. Three balls, two strikes on Muncie. He's walked a couple of times in this series. Five hits, all of which have been singles. Payoff. Low and outside, he has walked for a third time in this series. And he reaches for the first time today and the first lug nut to get aboard. The second time through the order. We'll see if they can get to Rodriguez. It's now Josh Juan Wright comes to the plate. You would normally say, well, this is a game Lansing is probably out of. They're not going to win it, but you just don't know with this series. They were out hit and didn't score until the seventh inning a couple of nights ago and ended up winning the game. The pitch, swing and a miss, strike one. And again, never count out the nuts, but that's kind of been their trends this year. When they get out hit, when they don't score first, they have lost a lot of games, but they have played well here in Wisconsin and did it at Dayton a couple weeks ago. The pitch, in there, strike two. Josh Juan struck out swinging in his first at-bat. 4-0, Wisconsin leading top four in Appleton. Adam Jackson with you this afternoon. Appreciate you stopping in for some baseball up here in the Badger State. The pitch, slider, swing and a miss at the top of the zone. Josh Juan down for a second straight time. He does not usually strike out. Tells you how good the stuff is for Carlos Rodriguez. Fourth K for the righty Rodriguez. Now it's Lawrence Butler, who has been thrust into duty right after coming back from the IL. Throw back to first, Muncie in there safely. Lansing without five of their players because of COVID protocol. They are on the COVID IL right now. The pitch. Slings in there for strike one against Butler. And then yesterday we had the benches clearing in the top of the ninth, and Lázaro Armenteros was ejected, so Lawrence had to come into the game for the final half inning. The pitch, bouncing ball hit the other way, past the lunging glove of Rodriguez, over to third. The flip from Metzinger to Robbie just in time to beat Muncie. And that's the second out of the inning. Nice play by Metzinger. As that ball was kind of a dribbler over towards the second base position, but Garcia, the shortstop, had no chance to get there. So Metzinger came over, fielded it, quick toss, and Muncie just was beaten out. Max rounded second. He was heading to third because there was nobody at third base. Alexander Campos lifts this out to right field. Backing up is Scipion, and Turns makes the catch. And that's going to do it for the Nuts. You get a leadoff walk from Muncie, and Strand Lawrence Butler reaches on the fielder's choice. Home half of the fourth is next. All Timber Rattlers in front 4-0 in Appleton.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Hi, I'm Marcus Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517 517- 827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
First pitch from Jorge Juan is flied foul first base side. Lawrence Butler coming over, loses his cap, and makes the catch in front of the Lugnuts dugout. And that is how we open up the bottom of the fourth inning. Joe Gray Jr. retired as Jorge Juan gets him tied up. Bottom of the fourth inning, 4-0 Timber Rattlers in their light blue ode to Milwaukee Brewers alternative uniforms today against the black tops and gray pants of the Lansing Lugnuts. Here's Eduardo Garcia. He backs out and will restrap the red batting gloves. Almost look like he could be a part of the Lugnuts order with those red batting gloves today. The pitch home. That's down low and outside. Gets away from the glove of Jared McDonald. 1-0. Four runs on three hits. Two home runs for Wisconsin. The pitch, bouncing ball towards short on two small hops. Muncy has it, throws on the run. Butler grabs. Two outs on three pitches. That's what we saw Wisconsin on Wednesday. They went home run happy against the Nuts. Hit six home runs this week now with the two today from Metzinger and Churio. 4-0 Timber Rattlers in the fourth. Now Taden Hall steps up to the plate. 2-for-7 in this series. Slices the first pitch, foul down the left field side, carrying towards the berm. Bounces down, and the kids go chasing for it. Tumbling around. They're having a blast out there. Sunday matinee today at the park. Juan turns and throws. Fastball outside corner, 0-2. Jorge takes over for Mason Miller, making his debut. Two innings, four strikeouts for Miller. Touched at least 100. 0-2. Kick back off the netting. Gave up the leadoff home run to Ben Metzinger, who timed up that fastball. But after that, he set down six straight. O-2 pitch. Checked it. Didn't offer. One ball, two strikes as the pitch floated up and outside from Jorge Juan, towering down on the mound. 6-9 righty and sticking out like a sore thumb with those neon green shoes. The pitch that bounces in front of the plate, and it's two balls, two strikes on the left-handed Taden Hall. Under the Nuts will be back out on the road this upcoming week in South Bend. The pitch. That's outside. Three balls, two strikes. 7:05 starts all week long, Tuesday through Sunday. They're going to do fireworks in the series finale. 3-2 pitch. Checked it. Didn't go around. Ball four. Juan missed with the final four pitches of the at-bat. There's one out with two outs. Jesse Goldberg Strassler will have the call for you back in South Bend. See if the Nuts can continue their road dominance. Depends on what they do today, but still have had a successful week in Wisconsin. South Bend has been hot right now. First place in the Western Division in the second half. Here's Zach Robbie. Slider somewhere missed. Very close take. Ball one. Robbie with a base hit in the third. 4-0 Timber Rattlers in the fourth. In Appleton at Neuroscience Group Field. Juan sets. Throws home. Down low. He's missed with six straight pitches. And this looks like visit time for the pitching coach, Don Schultze, and that's the case as he sets down the pad of papers and walks out to visit the 6'9 righty with the rest of the infield. Campos, Muncy, Bowman, and Butler, joined by McDonald. Don Schultze, the veteran, trying to continue the good pitching that the Lugnuts have thrown this week in Appleton, but Juan has struggled. Two hits and a walk in the third in his debut half inning, and then a walk, and now behind two balls, no strikes, after getting the first two batters relatively easily. All right, so ready to go as Schultze heads back to the dugout. Juan will continue. Two balls, no strikes on Zach Robbie, the eight hitter. Righty on righty. And the pitch home. On the ground towards short, backhanded by Muncy, goes to second for the short out and makes the play to Cooper Bowman. And that's going to do it on the fielder's choice from Robbie. 6-4 put out, two ground balls, and a pop fly in foul territory. And Juan gets out of the fourth with no runs allowed. We head to the fifth. Lansing trailing Wisconsin 4-0.
What to expect when you're expecting a teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Lugnuts offense got to get going in this fifth inning. They are trailing 4-0. Trying to get something back here. It'll be Jared McDonald, Cooper Bowman, and Saheed Valenzuela against the righty Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch, swing and a foul ball, strike one. Lansing's best success has come against the bullpen this week for the Timber Rattlers, so that means you got to get Rodriguez out of the game just through his 50th pitch. Next offering. And a little bit too tall. One ball, one strike to Jared McDonald. One for 17 this week with 9 strikeouts. Struck out earlier today. The pitch. Up high. Two balls, one strike. Jared's been playing really well defensively, though. He's back catching today, and he's played a few different times at first this week. Made some really nice picks. The pitch. Lifted deep to right center field. Gray Jr. is on the run. It's over his head, and it one-hops the warning track and rolls to the wall. McDonald in second with a leadoff double in this fifth inning. Best swing of the series for Jared McDonald, his 12th two-bagger this year. That'll work just fine for Jared. The Nuts have been doing their scoring with a lot of singles. But last couple of days, we had the home run yesterday from Bowman. Now a double from McDonald. And don't count these Nuts out, I'm telling you. Here comes Cooper Bowman. Righty on righty, the pitch. Squares to bunt, takes a slider low and outside, ball one. 1-0 our score. And we got to get you some trivia today, just after 2 o'clock in the Central Time Zone as we push on in this fifth inning. A little bit of an easier one today, if you're a baseball historian. The 1-0 Mitch. The pitch, rather. That's fly back. 1-1. Who holds the record for most major league wins as a manager? Who is the individual that holds the record for most wins as a major league manager? That's today's trivia question. The pitch. Up high. 2-0. To Bowman. Send in your responses at Adam Jaksa on Twitter, AdamJaksa. Let me know. Love to hear from you. We'll read those responses and answer that question coming up for you in the bottom of the seventh. Play on air in the fifth. The pitch. That's outside, 3-1 to Bowman. Lugnuts potentially could get two to reach here with nobody out in the fifth, down 4-0. Cut back into this deficit. They need to swing the tide here after a couple of home runs have accounted for the 4 runs for Wisconsin. Rodriguez from the stretch, looks at McDonald, throws home. Lifted out to right center field, running to his left is Gray, and jumps up, makes the catch, and then turns and throws it into third, but McDonald already scampers to the bag. Bowman, a hard line out that nearly got over Joe Gray's head, just as Jared McDonald's did. Instead, Bowman becomes the first out, and we'll hope Saheed Valenzuela can get McDonald in. The pitch home. Valenzuela cues it foul as it heads into the Timber Rattler dugout. Ball boy had to jump out of the way. Quick moves right there on the top step. Well done. That's why you always got to be alert down there. The pitch home. Flies wide. 1-1. Valenzuela fly to center in his first at bat. 3-16 in this series for Saheed. Got Jared McDonald at third. Lugnuts looking for that first run, down by 4. The pitch. Low and inside. 2-0. To Valenzuela. 2017 Big West Freshman of the Year. Out of Cal State Fullerton, was the 13th round selection in 2019 by the A's. The pitch. Line drive right back up the middle. Base hit into center field. McDonald comes in to score. Valenzuela with an RBI single. Lugnuts on the board, 4-1, they trail in the fifth. That was just by the glove of Carlos Rodriguez, who reached out to try and snatch it. And the Nuts will take that. Just wide of Rodriguez's glove, thought he was going to be able to catch the comebacker. Smoked by Valenzuela, second hit for the Nuts. Throw back to first to check on Saheed. He's in there safely, so they get the leadoff double from McDonald. Knocked over to third on the lineout from Bowman, who hit it hard. 3 really hard swings by Lansing to open up this fifth inning. Bottom part of the order, second time through. Here's a high hopping ball towards second. Backs up Robbie, flips to Garcia at second. 1. Throw back to first. Clark grabs, double play, inning over. 4-6-3, go the Nuts on that double play, so they'll settle for just 1 run against Carlos Rodriguez. We are through 4.5 at Neuroscience Group Field, 4-1, Timber Rattlers leading.
Home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the bottom of the fifth we go. Lansing trailing 4-1 as they get their first run in the top half of the fifth. Jorge Juan delivers ball one. Second pitch popped up shallow left field. Now it's backing up a little bit, but Valenzuela has room in front of the track, sidestepping to his left just before he gets to the dirt. And Albert Scipione is retired for a second time today and a 10th time consecutively in this series. Jorge Juan gave up the three-run shot to Jackson Chorio in the third. That's all he's allowed, though. Got through a scoreless fourth. Here's Ben Metzinger. The first pitch. Low and ball one taken. Metzinger hammered a home run, the first batter of the game against Mason Miller. Right over the batter's eye at center. This pitch flied back up over the netting. One ball, one strike on a hot and humid Sunday afternoon at the ballpark. That ball came right back down after going up above us. Back to the lower bowl. Surprised a couple of fans, and a young girl has the baseball. Her smile is ear to ear. The pitch, that's in there. One ball, two strikes. She's got a Milwaukee Brewers shirt on, and now holding the prize up over her head, clapping her hands against the baseball. She is thrilled. Good for her. One ball, two strike pitch. Shot foul. First base side. And it remains 1-2. Metzinger has reached twice with the home run and the walk. Next pitch, swing and a miss with the slider, two outs. Metzinger retired for the first time. There's the first strikeout for Jorge Juan. He took over in that third inning. A couple of walks, two hits allowed, now the first strikeout. 4-1 Wisconsin. Lansing has scored the last run, and because of that, have a little momentum here, but Jackson Chorio is the man that took Jorge Juan deep the last time out. The 18-year-old bends back and waits, and here's the pitch. That comes in and plunks Chorio, and he quickly removes his helmet and is hopping around in pain. Is that is a stinger still hopping up and down, head up in the air, and now removes his equipment that he's wearing, elbow pad, ankle guard, and he'll get his helmet back from his manager, but that's sore off the back of the youngster, and he will head to first base. Just 180 pounds, not a lot of padding there. Let's see where it got him. Right up there on the shoulder blade. Not a ton of padding at all. So here's Jefferson Caro, 4-1 Timber Rattlers in the fifth. Lifted back out to center field, base hit. Around second, Chorio long turn, and then the throw back into Bowman at second, skipped off his glove. And Jorge Juan backs it up in front of the mound, but it's a base hit for Caro. And they're at first and second now with two outs in the fifth. So it's the same type of thing in that fourth inning. For Jorge Juan, he gave up a walk and then was behind 2-0 to Zach Robbie before getting the ground out. He's now allowed a couple of base runners here in the fifth. Let's see if he can work out of the jam. Wes Clark, dangerous hitter, 7 for 20 in this series. 4-1 Wisconsin, bottom five. Juan comes set from the stretch. And the pitch home to the righty. Lifted out to center field. Hit pretty well, but not deep enough. Gliding to his left, Wellboss underneath of it makes the catch. And the Nuts are out of this fifth inning after the HBP and the base hit allowed to Churio and Caro. No runs come in with one hit and two left to board. And Juan has worked successfully through his last two half innings with no runs allowed. Lansing got to get the bats going as they trail in this one 4-1 on this Sunday afternoon. We'll be right back to Neuroscience Group Field right after this.
Us like to be out in the sun. That's why sunscreen and other safety measures are key to protecting your skin from aging and cancer. The FDA recommends using a sunscreen with a sun protection factor, or SPF, of 15 or higher. Also, look for broad spectrum on the label. That means both harmful ultraviolet A and B rays are blocked. UVA rays age the skin, UVB rays burn, and both cause cancer. But the perfect sunscreen doesn't count if you use it wrong. Don't need sunscreen on a cloudy day? Wrong. 80% of UV rays still get through the haze. Only use sunscreen at the beach? Nope. Anytime you're outside, UV rays attack the skin, so you need protection. And you have to reapply sunscreen every 2 hours. Remember, SPF plus broad spectrum equals healthy fun in the sun. Visit www.fda.gov/sunscreen for more information. A message from the U.S. Food and Drug Administration.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Out of the sixth inning we go as Hanson Lopez leads off. Lansing trailing 4-1. His starter Carlos Rodriguez. First pitch. That's shot down the line. Foul first base side. Strike one to Lopez, who lined out to center field and Joe Gray Jr. in his first at bat. Hanson got behind 4-0, but scored their first run in the last half inning, having some success the second time through the order against Rodriguez, who just threw his 64th pitch. Here comes number 65. Kicked back off the netting. No balls, two strikes to Hanson Lopez. Lugnuts had been accustomed to getting quality start after quality start. Three straight coming into today. The pitch up high. One ball, two strikes. Verbitsky was the latest yesterday. Then Joey Estes went six innings, gave up a run. Jake Walkinshaw, six innings, giving up two runs. The pitch, swing and a miss. High off-speed pitch. Looks to be the slider that K's Lopez. Fifth strikeout for Rodriguez in the first since the fourth inning. So now it's Max Muncy that steps to the plate. He's reached once today with a walk. Lansing just two hits so far. The other thing about not having a ton of base runners, Nuts aren't able to swipe any bags. The pitch, that's in there. Strike one. Lansing was 3-for-3 yesterday. They're now 44-for-52 in August. The pitch, swing and a miss by Muncy's behind. No balls and two strikes. Last time that they didn't have a swipe, August 20th. So go back last Saturday against the Loons. Outside of that, they have been running aplenty in August. 44 stolen bases. My goodness. They had 8 in all of April. The pitch, swatted back foul. Muncy stays alive. 0-2 on the newly turned 20-year-old Max Muncy. Celebrated his birthday earlier this week. That was August 25th, just a few days ago. 0-2. Swing and a miss on a high arcing breaking ball. Down and in on Muncy. His ninth strikeout in this series. Back-to-back Ks for Rodriguez. This is the halfway point of a 12-game, 13-day road trip for the Nuts. Pitch swing and a miss from Joshuan. Strike one. He's K'd a couple times today. 4-1, Milwaukee's High A affiliate, the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, leading the Oakland Athletics High affiliate. The pitch flies outside. One ball, one strike. We're in the top of the sixth. Nuts six here out in Appleton. And then they will head down to South Bend after an off day Monday for six at Four Winds Field. The pitch up high and outside. Two balls and a strike on Joshua. Cubs in first place in the Western Division. And then it's Dayton who's really slumping in the second half that comes to Lansing for the final series of the year. 2-1. Inside, three balls and a strike to Joshua Wright. Nuts trying to get a base runner. Then you've got Lawrence Butler coming to the plate. Always a threat of a home run with Lawrence. The pitch, that's kicked back up over the netting. Three balls, two strikes. Now the fans learning from the last time around, waiting for that baseball to potentially come back down and make sure that they don't get hit from behind. Looks like this one has cleared the deck, though. 3-2. Lifted out to right center field, heading towards the gap, and that ball is down, headed towards the wall. It's cut off, though, by the right fielder, Scipione, but Joshuan is around first, and he coasts into second with his 11th double this year. Big-time swing from Joshuan Wright. I have to imagine that Rodriguez may be getting close here. That was his 76th. Rather 77th pitch. They feel comfortable with him against Butler. Chance here for the Nuts. Get a run back, maybe two. Can Lawrence go deep for his first time back from the IL? The pitch, it's outside, ball one. Lawrence Butler. 8 home runs this year, which is third on this roster. The pitch home. Just outside, two balls, no strikes. Armenteros with 10. McDonald with 9. Then Lawrence Butler, who had been down since July 4th before coming back this week, has 8. He's had a few doubles in this series. 2 to be exact, 0-2 today. Right at second with 2 outs. The pitch, straight back off the netting, 2-1 on Butler. Red Adidas spikes, red Adidas batting gloves, and a bright red sliding mitt in his back right pocket. Appreciate the all red look, and let's not forget the elbow guard on his front right arm. The pitch, that's outside, 3-1. Matching very well for Lawrence to go with his black and gray neutral colors for the Lansing Lugnuts today with those black tops and gray pants. Good flair for Butler. 3-1. Just down the outside corner, 3-2. So Butler will get a payoff pitch. He was getting these left and right at the beginning of the year. 37 walks, 96 strikeouts for Butler. Payoff pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider. And he's unable to get a piece of it. And Rodriguez strikes out the side in this sixth inning. Strands the double from Joshuan Wright. Nuts unable to get anything back. They trail 4-1 heading to the bottom of the sixth in Appleton, Wisconsin.
If a natural disaster comes knocking, how prepared is your family? You can't just close the door on earthquakes, floods, or hurricanes and hope they go away. That's why it's important to make a plan now. Ready.gov/plan has the tools and tips you need to prepare your family for an emergency. So if disaster shows up at your doorstep, you'll be ready. Visit ready.gov/plan and make a plan today. Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Bottom of the sixth inning here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Adam Jackson with you as the Lugnuts trail 4-1. We've seen Mason Miller. We've seen Jorge Juan. And now it's TJ Sizz, one of the 2022 Oakland Athletic draft picks. Out of Reno, Nevada, the 21-year-old was the 12th round selection. He is going to come out for a second time in this series. He'll face Joe Gray Jr., Eduardo Garcia, and Hayden Hall. So Juan finishes going three innings to get the Lugnuts through five innings, gave up three hits, three runs, all on that one swing from Jackson Chorio with a three-run shot. Two walks, one strikeout for Juan. Joe Grant Jr. 0-2, so here is TJ Sizz, one of the newest Lugnuts. High kick and throw. First pitch is outside, ball one. He's got those curly blonde locks coming out of the back of his Lugnuts black cap. Diagonal stance, feet together. The pitch home. Outside corner, strike one. Sizz out of Reno, Nevada, 6'2", 175. Red-colored undershirt beneath the black Luggies uniform. Next pitch floats in there a little bit off the plate. 2-1. 4-1 our score in the bottom of the sixth. Wisconsin leading the Nuts. Sizz turns and throws. Swing and a miss. Two balls, two strikes. His leg kind of comes together and then connects out almost like an accordion coming together. Here comes the 2-2 pitch. Slider away, three balls, two strikes from TJ Sizz. Trying to get Joe Gray Jr. is 0-2 with a strikeout and a flyout. Sizz sets and throws home. Bouncing ball towards third, and it's fair. Picked up by Campos behind the back, throws to Butler, chest high, a strike. Alexander Campos continues to thrive. There's one away.
Shortstop, 18.
He has done an incredible job all season long. Sizz, by the way, made his first appearance just a couple of days ago, pitching one inning, giving up one hit with a couple of strikeouts, no runs or no walks. Here's Eduardo Garcia against the righty, TJ Sizz, 4-1 Timber Rattlers. The pitch just misses the outside part of the plate, 1-0. Thomas James, out of Truckee, California. The pitch. Inside corner, strike one with the curve. 1-1. Signed for $125,000. Spent a couple of years at South Mountain Community College. Swing and a foul tip. And it's 1-2 on Garcia. Next pitch, kick back off the netting, and it remains 1-2. Sizz takes off the cap, bends over, takes a deep breath. He's ready to go again against the righty. Garcia is 0-2. The pitch. Breaking ball, called strike three on the inner third of the plate. Really nice pitch from Sizz. Two outs in the sixth. Eduardo Garcia, six hits in this series. He looks pretty good. Now that'll leave it up to Taden Hall. Stands in the way as us getting through six innings and two-thirds of the way home. Pitches outside, ball one. At Neuroscience Group Field this week from Tuesday through today. Lugnuts have had their way in this series, winning four of the first five. The pitch, bouncing ball foul, first base side, 1-1. 4-3 victory on Tuesday. The lone win for the Timber Rattlers, the 13-2 matinee. And 6-1, 3-2, and 3-2 for the Nuts the last three games. Now back playing during the day in Wisconsin, back leading up 4-1. Here's the 1-1 pitch. Breaking ball, strike two. Beautifully done by Sizz. He's got that pitch hitting the zone consecutively for strikes to keep these Timber Rattler batters off balance. 1-2 pitch. Breaking ball, high hop towards first, but foul. Butler lets it go by. Two outs, bases clear for TJ Sizz. Looks good here, working the fastball, that breaking ball. Continuously pumping the zone. 15 pitches, 10 strikes. Here's pitch number 16. Breaking ball, weakly chopped. Backing up Sizz on the mound, has it, throws to first. Butler grabs with two hands, chest high. And that is it for the Timber Rattlers in the sixth. Sizz works another scoreless half inning, his second as a Lugnut. Two ground balls and a strikeout. We head to the seventh. Lansing trailing by 3-4-1 in Appleton.
Dan, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Nick Bertoia. I'm the corporate sales manager here with the Lansing Lugnuts. If you're a business looking to plan a fun outing to reward employees, treat clients, and build team morale, give me a call at 517-827-2598 to talk more about our great group venues. Now back to Lugnuts Baseball. Go Nuts.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Top of the seventh we go here in Appleton, Wisconsin. Adam Jackson with you for the final game of six this week in Wisconsin. And Christian Tripp coming to the hill to take over for Carlos Rodriguez. Lansing trailing 4-1 as we come to this seventh inning. Into the box steps Alexander Campos. The pitch home. In there, strike one. We just saw the long blonde locks of TJ Sizz, but the longer blonde locks now of Christian Tripp. He's got them flowing out of his blue cap. The pitch. It's up high. A little bit inside. One ball, one strike for Tripp. First time we've seen him in this series. There's the pitch home. Bottom of the zone, inside, 2-1. 18th appearance for Tripp this year. ERA is up over 6 for the right-hander. The 2-1. Bends back Campos, and it's 3 balls and a strike. Alexander trying to reach for a first time today. 23 2/3 innings pitched for Tripp. 18 strikeouts, 23 walks. So this has been the issue, the command for him. Next pitch, popped up, shallow left field. In comes Hall, underneath of it to his left, makes the catch. One down. Two home runs allowed, though, by Tripp, so those are good numbers. It's really just been the walks. 16 earned runs. Christian Tripp, 6'7", 220-pounder from Spring, Texas, throws. Up high, ball one to Jared McDonald. A 6'2", 200-pounder from Scottsdale, Arizona. Here's a 1-0 pitch. Up high inside, two balls, no strikes. McDonald today, 1-for-2, scored the lone run after a double and was knocked in a couple batters later by Saheed Valenzuela. That's all Lansing has been able to muster so far through 6 1/3 innings. The pitch home. And a bouncing ball towards second. Weakly hit. Charging Robbie has it. Throws on the run. Two outs. So Tripp living on the edge a little bit here, getting behind both batters and getting weak contact. Now here's Cooper Bowman. Bowman today, line out to center field. Gray Jr. had a jump up. It almost got over his head. And struck out swinging. First pitch to the righty. In there, strike one. Cooper Bowman today playing in game number 24 with Lansing after the trade from the Athletics. And the Yankees, the pitch, bouncing ball towards third, backed up by Metzinger, has it, throws to first, inside, well done by Ben Metzinger. Not an easy play, and he had to get rid of it quickly because of Bowman's speed. So the Nuts go down 1-2-3, a couple ground outs and a fly out, and we're quickly through the top of the seventh. We'll stand it up and stretch it out. Bottom seven as next, 4-1, Wisconsin.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy.
You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Bottom of the seventh, Timber Rattlers leading your Lugnuts 4-1. One ball, two strike count already to Zach Robbie as they got jumped a little bit quicker for the bottom of the seventh after the seventh inning stretch. TJ Sizz in for his second inning of work. Here comes the 1-2 pitch to the righty. On the ground, line drive, base hit through the right side. First hit allowed today by Sizz, and Robbie is 2-for-3. So he's having a nice game after going 0-for-5 in this series for coming into today. Now here's Arbert Scipione, who's 0-for-10 in this series, but has had some long fly balls today. A pitch, breaking ball a little bit too tall, maybe a little wide as well. 1-0. Five hits for Wisconsin, 3 for Lansing. No errors for either side. 4-1 Rattler lead. Sizz set from the stretch, throws home. Jumps it in there, strike two. That breaking ball has been working well for TJ. Comes set from the stretch, he'll throw back to first. Butler holding on Zach Robbie. A dreary day in Wisconsin, but the rain has stayed away. We like that a lot because there was looks of rain perhaps in the afternoon forecast. A pitch, low and outside, throw back to first. One hops and it gets off of Butler into right field. Over to second goes Zach Robbie. That's going to be an error on Jared McDonald. It's tough there. He got a bouncing ball and tried to throw from his knees. Butler did what he could to try and knock it down, but that's the first error today on Lansing. Their 96th mistake this season. So Robbie up to second. Scipione still at the plate with a 2-1 count as TJ Sizz trying to avoid giving up his first run as a Nut. Here comes the pitch. Comes inside with the breaking ball, 3-1. On Arbert Scipione, trying to reach base for the first time in this series. Certainly want to come back on Scipione and make him swing before you head back to the top of the order. The pitch, and he gets a fly ball foul, 3-2. Three-run game, but you certainly feel like it might be out of reach if the Nuts give up any more. A big half inning here for TJ Sizz to try and keep this thing within a few. Payoff pitch. Breaking ball in there. Strike three called. A front door breaking ball, and Sizz gets his second strikeout looking on that same pitch. All right, so I asked you a trivia question earlier in this game as Phil Pohl is going to head out there, and that looks like it'll do it for TJ Sizz. Gets that second strikeout, and now back to the top of the order for Metzinger, Churio, and Caro. And Phil Pohl is going to take the baseball from the right-hander and go to his pen. Our question was, who is the all-time leader in wins as a manager in Major League Baseball? And Leanne Cook writes in and says, Connie Mack, a former Philadelphia Athletic. Spent 50 years with the A's. How crazy is that? She's right. Connie Mack, most wins, most losses, and most games managed. 3,731 victories, 3,948 losses. Also, 76 ties. He won 9 pennants and 5 World Series. Connie Mack, the all-time leader in Major League victories as a manager. Congrats to Leanne Cook. Thanks for playing with us today. Tony La Russa is second on that list, the active manager for the Chicago White Sox. 2,884 victories, so he's nearly 1,000 short still from Connie Mack, a record that just doesn't seem like it's going to be broken, but who knows? Maybe someday. So from one 2022 draft pick to another, here is Micah Dallas. He's going to take over for TJ Sizz, Micah Dallas out of Texas A&M, 22-year-old from Carrollton, Texas, 8th-round selection this year. We saw him earlier in this series against the Timber Rattlers. Made his debut, and he went an inning. Gave up no runs, no hits, no walks with 2 strikeouts. So, good guy you would think to bring in here. He throws home to Metzinger. First pitch is in there, strike one. Lugnuts trailing 4-1 in the 7th on this Sunday afternoon. Micah Dallas wears number 30, set from the stretch. And he throws. Low and outside, 1-1. 244th overall selection in the 8th round this year, signed for $125,000. His brother Bo is a pitcher at Oklahoma Baptist. And he's got some sports lineage in his family. 1-1. That's outside. 2-1. On top of his brother. His grandfathers are in the University of Oregon Sports Hall of Fame in swimming and the USC Sports Hall of Fame as an athlete and coach in multiple sports. Oh, my goodness. Dallas pitched 3 years at Texas Tech. That's outside. 3-1. And then he spent the 2022 campaign with Texas A&M. So a true Texan through and through. A Red Raider, an Aggie, and now a Lugnut. 3-1. Lifted, first base side. Butler is over there behind his bag, waiting in fair territory, makes the catch, quickly spins around to check on where Zach Robbie is. 2 away. All right, so with 2 outs, here's Jackson Churio, the number one prospect for the Athletics. For the Milwaukee Brewers, the Athletics wish. The pitch, and that is outside, 1. Actually, looks like we have a pinch hitter. Jose Acosta, yes, is the new man. So they take out Churio, and Acosta bats from the left side. Next pitch, down low, 2-0. The pitch home, popped up, high fly ball, second base side. In the infield, Bowman comes in onto the grass and makes the catch in the infield for the third and final out. 2 high flies, and Micah Dallas does a nice job coming in, working around the base hit that was allowed by TJ Sizz, whose line completes with no runs, 1 hit and 2 strikeouts. We will head to the 8th inning. Lansing trailing 4-1 in Appleton.
Student safety affects us all, and you can make a difference using OK to Say.
Did you know that in 81% of violent incidents in U.S. schools, at least one other person had information that a school attack was planned but failed to report it?
How many lives could have been saved if just one person had said something?
OK to Say can change that. OK to Say is an easy and confidential way for Michigan students to report anything that threatens their safety or the safety of others.
If you see or hear something that doesn't seem right, you can submit a confidential tip using the OK to Say mobile app.
Or you can submit by text, email, the OK to Say website, or call 8555-OK-TO-SAY.
The tip information is confidential, so you never have to worry about retaliation, rejection, or being labeled a snitch. It's that easy. You might be the one person who helps to prevent a tragedy.
Take a stand and protect yourself and others by using OK to Say. Because if you won't, who will?
Hi, I'm Marcos Martinez with the Lansing Lugnuts, Group Sales Account Executive. If you're looking to bring a group out this summer to have a blast at the ballpark, give me a call at 517-827-2584. I hope to hear from you, and go nuts.
This is Ken Korak, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
To the eighth inning we go. Lansing trailing 4-1 here in Appleton, Wisconsin. We've got another pitching change. Jason Pena comes in. First pitch in there for called strike one against Saheed Valenzuela, who's got the lone RBI today for the Nuts. RBI single back in his last at bat in the fifth. Pena takes over for Christian Tripp. A pitch home. Outside, one ball, one strike. Tripp went one inning, giving up no hits, no runs. All three balls put in play, picked up by his defense, so no balls, or no walks, no strikeouts. 1-1 pitch from the righty. Down low with the sweeping slider, 2-1. Second time we've seen Jason Pena this week. The pitch, swing and a miss, 2 balls, 2 strikes. Last time against the Nuts in a third of an inning, he gave up a hit, 2 runs, one of which was earned, with a couple walks, no strikeouts. So ERA sits at 27. 2-2 pitch. Slider low. 3 balls, 2 strikes to Valenzuela. Nuts have had the answer this week. Can they do it one more time and come from behind, trailing 4-1? Gotta get some base runners here. Righty on lefty, the 3-2 pitch. Shot foul, third base side. 3 hits is all today for Lansing. 2 doubles, though, McDonald and Wright. And the single from this man, Saheed Valenzuela. Other than that, 1 walk. They've only had 4 base runners. 3-2 pitch. Swing and a tapper foul, first base side. And it remains full, 3-2. Wind is picked up significantly, blowing hard out to left field. All 3 flags, Wisconsin State flag, the Timber Rattler flag, and the American flag out in right. The pitch, shot back off the netting, and it remains 3-2. Overcast skies above. You can tell that rain is certainly going to come in the future, but looked and it's not supposed to be here till around 5. It's 3 o'clock. A pitch outside, ball 4, and Valenzuela is aboard, and the Nuts do indeed have a base runner in this 8th inning. Well, it was a comeback from a win on Friday for the Nuts. And they were out hitting that one 5-3. They're going to have to, you would presume, get some more hits in this one, down by 3 runs, but never know, just get some base runners, good things can happen. Here's Brian Buelbas, the 8-hitter. Hanson Lopez waits on deck, 4-1 Wisconsin. Pena's pitch slides in there, strike one. Buelbas today 0-2, making his mark 3-17 in this series. 2 walks, 5 strikeouts, RBI, run scored, and a double. The pitch. There goes the runner, Saheed Valenzuela, but it's fouled back. No balls, 2 strikes on Buelbas. Red batting gloves for Brian. Red tape around his forearms. Then he's got a protector on the back of his left hand and on his elbow. The pitch, shot out to right field. Backing up is Scipione. Over his head, he makes the catch and then chucks it back in. A couple of difficult grabs against Brian Buelbas today, who's hit the ball hard. So now Hanson Lopez comes to the plate. 18, Hanson Lopez. First pitch. Lopez swings and misses. 4-1 Timber Rattlers in the top of the eighth. Appreciate you keeping us company on this Sunday afternoon. Final one in August. Final couple of road trips here for the Nuts. Back-to-back, they get South Bend next. Throw over to first. Wright is in there, or Valenzuela is in there safely. Gotta take a peek at some of the other scores today in the Midwest League. The pitch home, there goes Valenzuela. Check swing in there, strike, the throw down to second, a strike as well. Off one hop, Robbie brings the tag over. And Valenzuela can't believe that he's been called out. He is having some words with Kevin Levine. And still giving it to Levine, and now Phil Pohl comes over. Boy, it certainly looked like Valenzuela was in there. Here's the throw off one hop, Robbie had to pick it, come back. Close, very close. Robbie with a fist pump after he got the out. Lugnuts caught for just a second time in this series. Now the 0-2. A little bit wide to Hanson Lopez. One ball, two strikes. Now maybe we'll see if Lopez gets on here. Save the score updates for you for the bottom half of the eighth, potentially, just in case. The pitch from Pena. Swinging a high hopping ball towards third, and that gets through both Metzinger and Garcia into left field. And Lopez is aboard. How about that for Hanson Lopez? Base hit. The fourth today for the Nuts continues this half inning. And now Max Muncy comes to the plate. So let's give you those scores. Great Lakes at home. It just went final literally seconds ago. They take down Fort Wayne 4-3. They're now 72-47 on the year. Dodgers high affiliate having another great season. First pitch to Muncy. Slider low and away. Ball one. At LMCU Ballpark in West Michigan, it's 6-0 Cubs shutting out the Whitecaps. Three runs in the fourth, two in the fifth. They look for their 67th win on the season. West Michigan 63-56. Next pitch down low, two balls, no strikes. In Quad Cities at Modern Woodman Park, it's an 8-2 Dayton lead as they sit at an even 58-58. Dayton scored the first eight runs. Quad Cities has come back with the last two. That game in the seventh. The pitch down low, three balls, no strikes. In Beloit at ABC Supply Stadium, about 2 hours southwest of here, Beloit is getting hammered. 14-1 Peoria leading. They've scored in every half inning but the third. That game in the seventh. 17 hits for Peoria. That pitch on the outside corner, 3-1. And then one final today on top of the Great Lakes Fort Wayne final. Lake County upends Cedar Rapids 8-7 out at Classic Park. Lake County now with their 69th victory this year. The pitch, low and outside, and it's ball four. So Muncy has walked for a second time. Boy, you're really bummed that the Nuts got called out on that caught stealing. Because otherwise they'd have runners at first and second, maybe a run home. It was a very close play. But now with two outs, Josh Juan Wright will come to the plate. 4-1 Lansing trailing. Tying run is coming up. Joshua has hit one home run this year. Be a good time for the little fella to get another one. All 5'6", 195 pounds of Joshua Wright. All right, so Wright steps in, first and second, two outs. Pena's pitch. Bends him back out of the way, 1-0. Lawrence Butler waits on deck. This feels like the opportunity for the Nuts if they can grab it. biggest threat they've had today. 1-0 pitch. Lifted out to shallow right. Coming in is Scipio, trying to get there, and he can't. Around third, Hanson Lopez comes in to score. The throw goes to third, and Muncy is in safely. It's an RBI single for Joshuan Wright, and here come the Nuts in the eighth. It's 4-2. Second hit today for Joshuan Wright. Didn't get a ton out of it, but it's enough. And that looks like it's going to be all for Jason Pena as Lansing continues to have success against the right-hander. Joe Arolt heads out there. He needs somebody to come and try and get the final out there. With now the tying runs aboard. And Lawrence Butler coming to the plate. Lansing just won't go away in this game. So we'll get the new man out of the hell and see who's coming in for the Timber Rattlers.
And our pitching team coming in from Latin Security Open. Now pitching number 15, Taylor Ward. Good team Ward. Brought to you by Lopez Sports Medicine.
Taylor Floyd is the man that'll come in against the Luggies in this eighth inning. So it'll be Floyd. Lugnuts have seen him a couple of times this week. In those two outings, he went 2 2/3, gave up 2 runs, both earned, with a couple walks and 4 strikeouts. So can Lansing get to him again? He will face Lawrence Butler. You'd love to see a double from Butler because Joshuan Wright's got good speed. He could tie the game if he finds a gap. Things getting a little interesting here in this eighth inning. Muncy at third, Wright at first, 2 outs, and here's Lawrence Butler, who's due. He's 0 for 3 today. A pitch to the lefty. Shoots in there, strike one. Butler with a fly out to right, reached on a fielder's choice in the fourth, struck out swinging in the sixth. Stirs the bat in front of him. Orange and silver bat. First pitch that misses the zone this time, and it's 1-1. Wouldn't it be something if Lansing could come back here and take 5 of 6? Doable. Their best threat today, already 1 run in. Can they get more? 1-1. Swing and a foul tip held onto by Caro, and it's 1-2. Nuts will try and get a quick bottom of the eighth and come back out for the ninth. See if they can get any more here. Once he 90 feet away. The pitch. Swing and a miss. Slider ties him up. Second time today that Butler has gone down on the slider. And the Nuts will have to settle for just 1 run on 2 hits and 2 walks. 2 left aboard. 4-2 our score. Wisconsin leading. Bottom eight coming up next from Neuroscience Group Field in Appleton.
Presents What to Expect When You're Expecting. A teenager. Learning the lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying totally, just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org.
A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Well, we've missed a home run. Couple pitches in, and Jefferson Caro extends the lead off Micah Dallas. A shot to the left field line for Caro. And that makes it 5-2 on the first home run this year for Caro as a Timber Rattler in his 11th game. Just ripped it right down the line. First run allowed by Micah Dallas, the eighth rounder, selected by the A's out of Texas A&M this year. So there's the insurance. Right after the Nuts got a run. Check swing down low, ball one to Wes Clark. 5-2, the score here in Appleton. Lugs on the wrong side of it today. The pitch, swing and a miss, 1-1. Lansing will have 4, 5, and 6. Campos, McDonald, and Bowman due up in this ninth inning coming up. Hoping to only be down by 2. It'll at least be 3. Hopefully Dallas can limit them to just the 3-run lead. This pitch in on the hands and whacked out to left, down for a base hit. First two have reached against Micah Dallas in the 8th. Lugnuts have not had really any trouble from their bullpen outside of their 2 losses if this one comes. The loss on Wednesday, where everybody got hit up in 13-2 defeat. And now Dallas giving up a run and 2 base hits. Joe Gray Jr. step into the plate. The pitch home. Down low, ball one. 5-2, 3 home run day for Wisconsin. That's how they've scored all 5 of their runs. Home runs 94, 95, and 96 for the Timber Rattlers this year. This pitch whacked high out to left field. Backing up is Valenzuela. He's at the track and just in front of the wall makes the catch and guns it in, showing off his arm to Cooper Bowman. That ball just held in the park here. That looked like the shot from Jackson Chorio. As Chorio hit one out there and it just kept going and eventually got over the wall. Eduardo Garcia steps to the plate. Dallas's pitch. Swing and a miss. Dropped it out of the zone. Strike one. 5-2 Timber Rattlers. Well, the best news of the day is that the rain stayed away to get this one in, but hopefully the Nuts have some comeback magic in them in the ninth. 0-1. Hard hit on the ground towards third. Campos has it over to second. Bowman one. Back to first. Butler squeezes around the horn. Double play. 5-4-3. The 92nd twin killing this year turned by the Nuts. And that will get Lansing through the eighth. Home run given up by Caro. Last bat coming up for Lansing, down 5-2 here at Neuroscience Group Field.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, everybody. My name is Jake Darnell, and I'm a new ticket account executive here with the Lansing Lugnuts, and excited to have everybody back in for group events here at the ballpark. For wanting to get a hold of ticket package needs or building an enhanced ballpark magic experience for this season, feel free to get in contact with me, and I'd love to help you get set up. I can put you in place with everything from a small corporate client event to a small little get-together for friends and family. So feel free to get the magic out here. Let's see what this ballpark can really hold, and look to hear from you all soon. You can contact me here at the office at 517-827-2582 and ask for Jake.
Hi, this is Vince Catronio, radio broadcaster for the Oakland Athletics. You're listening to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the ballpark.
Last call for the Lugnuts in the top of the ninth, down 5-2 as they try and get three runs back to extend this game. They'll try and do it against James Meeker, the new man on the hill. Saw him once earlier this week. He becomes the fifth pitcher today. Comes into some Mac Miller playing on the speakers, the Pittsburgh native, RIP Mac. Meeker replacing Taylor Floyd. Floyd got that final out against Lawrence Butler in the eighth inning. The strikeout of Lawrence. So Campos, McDonald, and Bowman, the three up against Meeker, the righty. From the stretch, he works. First pitch. Slides in on the outside corner. Strike one. We've seen Meeker twice this week. He's pitched 2 2/3 innings against the Nuts. The pitch. Swatted out to right field, up in the air. Not deep. Scipione coming in on a jog and makes the catch on the run. One out. Meeker's given up two hits this week in 2 2/3 total innings. And two outings, two walks, and one strikeout. Opponents, or the Lugnuts, the opponent. There's only one opponent this week. They've batted 200 against the righty. Now here's Jared McDonald, who's 1-for-3, has scored one of the two runs. Swatted down the right field side, and that ball is heading over the berm and heading towards the highway to the right. It'll be a 6-hour and change bus ride back for these Nuts to Lansing. The pitch, down low, one ball, one strike. And it'll be a much shorter trip to South Bend. On Tuesday, it's just a couple hours down there around the southwest side of Michigan, Indiana. This is lifted out to right field. Scipione going back on the run. He makes the catch. Two straight outs to Albert Scipione.
Ladies and gentlemen, we got
it. And that's putting some good swings in here, but unable to get anything down. And now Lansing down to their final out, trailing 5-2 in the ninth. Cooper Bowman steps in. The pitch home. Swatted up in the air. Shallow center. This should do it. Joe Gray coming in to his right. Underneath of it. Makes the catch. And that does it. Lansing wins the series but falls in the Sunday finale. 5-2, our final score. Postgame show coming up next from Appleton, Wisconsin.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Today I'm going to help parents translate teen slang. Now, when a teen says something is on fleek, it's exactly like saying, that's rad. It simply means that something is awesome or cool. Another one is totes. It's exactly like saying, totally just shorter. As in, I totes love going to the mall with Becca. Another word you might hear is jelly. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will think you're, rad, just the same. To learn more, visit AdoptUSKids.org. A public service announcement brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUSKids, and the Ad Council.
This is Alex Jensen, voice of the Stockton Ports, single-A affiliate of the Oakland Athletics. You're tuned in to Lansing Lugnuts Baseball. Now let's get back to the game. With Jesse Goldberg-Strassler, here's Adam Jaxa.
Today here at Neuroscience Group Field, a 2-hour and 5-minute ball game as Lansing falls 5-2 to Wisconsin. The Lugnuts fall to 50-70, while Wisconsin improves to 61-58. Carlos Rodriguez picks up the win. Mason Miller picks up the loss in his debut. Gave up the home run, but then got 4 strikeouts after that. 3 home run day today for Wisconsin. Leadoff homer from Metzinger. Then they had the 3-run shot from their number one prospect, Jackson Chorio. And then for good measure, Jefferson Caro got one against Micah Dallas. Miller, Juan, and Dallas gave one up. TJ Sizz pitched well, an inning and a third, gave up 1 hit, no runs, with a couple of strikeouts. Lansing produced an RBI single in the 5th after McDonald doubled. Valenzuela knocked him in to make it 4-1. And then the Nuts would get one more in the 8th, an RBI single from Josh Juan Wright, scoring Hanson Lopez. But that would be at 5-2, our final, a game that lasted 2 hours and 5 minutes in front of 3,927 fans. Lansing with 2 runs on 5 hits, 1 error, and they left 4 stranded today. Wisconsin, 5 runs, 7 hits, no errors, 4 left as well. The save goes to James Meeker. The win goes to Rodriguez. The loss to Miller. And that is going to wrap it up this week from Appleton, Wisconsin. Thanks so much for joining us here up in the Badger State. Jesse Goldberg-Strassler is going to be back with you on Tuesday on the road again as Lansing continues this 12-game stretch, their final road series of the year against the South Bend Cubs. First pitch, 7:05. On Tuesday, Jesse will be on the air at 6:50, and then we will be back together the following week for the series finale against the Dragons back at Jackson Field. Thanks so much for spending your week with us here. Lansing wins 4 of 6 against the Wisconsin Timber Rattlers, but drops the series finale 5-2 today. Enjoy the rest of your weekend and the rest of August. And we will talk to you from South Bend on Tuesday. This is Adam Jackson saying goodbye from Appleton, Wisconsin.